idealism is the same in all regions. Just see, you want. So this is the first thing that the masters tell us, that there is a God. Those we can see, they say we can see. Only the point is if we rise above body consciousness. And now we are identified with it, so much other we have forgotten. So masters, what do they say? They say, please, this man body is a place where you can manifest God. All of the masters also say, it is a place where God lives. Al Quran or the Muhammad literature tells us that God says, I'm the hidden treasure within you, why don't you have it? Guru Nanak also says the treasure of divinity is within you. You can dig it up, delve into it and dig it up if you but listen to the word of the Master. Those who see, they can also give it the demonstrations, others to see. How? By rising above body consciousness. What do they tell us? Oh soul, this body and this world is not your home. Your conscious entity, your true home is the true home of your father, who is all conscious. God does send masters from time to time to bring us back home. This world is, all are unhappy. So they say, well, look here, look to yourself, you are a conscious entity, in the opposition of consciousness. This man body is a golden opportunity which has been afforded to you to know yourself and know the over God, over yourself, which is controlling you in the body. So your true home is not physical body, your consciousness, your true home is the true home of the Father, which is of all consciousness. Now, if this is the mystery that has to be solved while in the man body, so all masters tell us we should rise above it. So there are different ways of telling. Amongst the Hindus, they say you must be twice born. One birth in this body and the second birth into the beyond. In the old days, 5 years, 7 years, 9 years old children were made twice born and were given Gayatri Mantra. Nowadays also that custom prevails among the Hindus. Children are made twice born and they are given the same Gayatri Mantra. Gayatri Mantra, what does it say? Rise above body consciousness. Just accept the rays of the sun coming to you and be one with the sun within you. O God, direct our souls to you. This is the Gayatri Mantra. So in the old days, 5 years, 7 years, 9 years old children were made twice born and given this mantra. All the same, at the same time, they were given demonstration of that, how to rise above body consciousness and see the light of God. When he wanted absolute one to be many, when he came into being, there was vibration. Vibration results in two things, light and sound. God is light and God is nada, music of the spheres. God is Noor, Muhammad says, God is Noor in Kalame Kadeem. Similar, all other masters will say, as Jyoti Maharaj and Shruti Maharaj. So first thing, you can know yourself only when you rise above body consciousness. You see that your enlightening this body. Take the example of factory run by powerhouse. The tabs of the powerhouse are connected with the different departments of the factory. Whichever department you want to close, you take out the step, that particular step from that department. If you want to close the whole family, then the main step is taken out. So factory of the man body is run by us. See? Now there are departments working in the man factory. There are department of the sight, seeing, the department of the hearing, the department of the outgoing faculty called taste. So there is the department of the nose, smell, and other contact, attachment. So five departments are working under the control of the man body, in the man body run by us. You know the outer expression of soul, what it is? It is called attention. And you must have experienced such like things in your life when you're sitting absorbed in some thought. Somebody calls you once, twice, thrice, you do not hear. He comes up to you and tells us, look here, I've called you so many times, why don't you hear? He says, my thought was absorbed. My attention was not with the ears. I think must have experienced like that many times. Sometimes you are absorbed and start to take your food, you don't think it is sweet or what. When you want to have an injection, what do? You just divert your attention at one place, all right now, inject. Pain is felt but less. So, this outgoing faculties get strength from us. But the whole thing is topsy-turvy now. Mind, intellect, outgoing faculties take strength from us and able to enjoy outside. But the fact remains that outer enjoyments drag our outgoing faculty like anything, and outgoing faculty are dragging the mind. Mind is dragging the soul. The whole thing are topsy-turvy. Masters come. They teach us how to control the five outgoing faculties. They give you a boost, a demonstration of self-analysis, how to rise above the outgoing faculties to the seat of the soul in the body, which is at the back of the eyes. I told you just now, the Saint Plutarch tells us that those who are initiated into the seat of the beyond, they have the same experience of leaving the body as it has at the time of death. So these outgoing faculties, enjoyments are had by the outgoing faculties, and outgoing faculties anywhere up to here. Eyes, ears, nose, mouth, everything. The seat of the soul is at the back of the ear. They say, well, direct your attention to the seat of the soul in the body, which is at the back of the eyes. When you rise above there you see the expression of God, indication of God. Some glimpse of God. And that glimpse is light of God and nada adi, music of the spheres. That is the more bliss. When you get that bliss, naturally you all these five decades, you might say, of sight, hearing, taste, smell, they assail you, attack you through the outgoing faculty. Lust attacks you through the eyes. Anger attacks you from the ear. When you're angry, the more you hear, the more you become more angry. So attachment is kind of like embracing. So these are the outer means. You learn daily to rise above body consciousness. All these things don't attain you. And moreover, they tell us why mind is attached to outside enjoyments. It's found of bliss, jaya, taste. So in the outside things, these things are can be, I mean, put under two heads. One, good scenery, beauty, and sweet music. God has provided the same thing in much higher degree in the God into expression. God is light. All glory and beauty lies within you. God is music of the spheres. It is nada. It is a concrete called by saints sometimes. When you have a bliss of that, that 100,000 times more than the outward enjoyment. So mind won't leave outward enjoyments unless it gets more, thousands of times more higher bliss than this. Take the example of there are two glasses. One glass you put in, say, some sugar in it, one small spoon. In another glass you put in 8 or 10 spoons of sugar. The first glass, which contains one small spoon of sugar, that gives you some taste. But once you taste from the other glass, which contains 10 times more or 20 times more sugar, then the first taste is gone. Similarly, mind does not leave out all enjoyments unless it gets more bliss within. And that bliss is called by different things, by different names. But to have that, the first thing to be taken, as I told you, to learn to die so that you may begin to live. You must be twice born. You know, Christ gave out, except you be born anew, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. So Nicodemus was a very learned man. There he came up to Christ, we are old men, how can you re-enter the womb of your mother and be reborn? And Christ told him, you are a learned man, all people do respect you. Don't you know the spirit is born of the spirit and flesh of the flesh? Then he says, you must be reborn. To be reborn, or twice born, or learn to die so that you may begin. This is the first step. When you rise, have that thing, then you have a glimpse of God within you. And that is called the water of life, the bread of life. Mohammedan saints call it Abhi Hayat, the water of life. Guru Nanak tells, gives his own name, meaning the same thing. So Christ was told, you see, one Samaritan lady was going by with a pitcher full of water over her head and asked him to give water because he was thirsty. And because of familiarity complex, Samaritan lady concerned, she belonged to a high family. Why does he want water? She did not give. And the Christ said, look at the head. She gave water that only satisfied the thirst once. Again, there would have been thirst. Had she come to me, I would have given her such water of life by having which thirst forever of all kinds would have been satisfied. So this thirst, this water of life, Arabi Hayat, called by different names, bread of life, is within you all. You have a taste only when you rise above body consciousness. Moral room tells us this world all is a prison house. And we are prisoners in the man body too, in the world too. This is not a place where it is not our home. Now how to be save all these outward things? He said, then this is one way out, then make a hole in the roof of the prison and go up. This is a way of stretching it, one's own way. Unless you rise above the consciousness, the back of the eyes, which is the seat of the soul in the body, when the eyes are upturned, or you are twice born into the beyond, or you make a hole in the roof and go up, this is a different way of expression, telling the same thing. So Master tells us it is man body alone in which you can have all this, what you say, blessing. You can know God. You can first know yourself by rising above body consciousness. When you rise above it, you see power is working. So learn to die. The man is afraid of dying death. Dying. Why? For two reasons. One, he does not know how to rise above body consciousness. What is death? It is leaving the body. You have to withdraw from the body. When dead body is lying before us, it is intact, the same as we have now, carrying on the body. But the indweller is gone. And the power that controls the body, that is withdrawn. And this man body, when it is left, who cares for it? He puts it in the ground, ark he makes. That's all. The whole respect of the body is on account of us. So, for ourselves only, body is respected. So this is what Master tells us, you see. You got the golden opportunity in which you can rise above body consciousness and can know yourself and also the over self that is controlling you in the body. So this practical experience is had when you sit at the feet of somebody who may be called by any name you like, who is adept in this science, practical science. What are scriptures? Scriptures, those who transcended the physical body, traversed into the beyond, whatever they had experienced there, they put it in writing for our guidance. So there are many masters who came and went to the beyond and they put down their experience in the scriptures, and we are fortunate in the 20th century we have got scriptures of many masters. Had you come before them, we might have only one or two masters. And they are parallel. Inner way is the same for all. Social bodies are different, of course. Man is social. He must have some social body to live in. If you break one, another will have to be formed. There are nowadays more than 700 social bodies working in the world. The social bodies are religion, so-called religion, what we now say, they came into being when? When Master came, they gave out the truth to all what they had seen and gave demonstration of that to others who came up to them. When they left the scene, what did they do? To keep their teachings alive, these schools came into being, the label of which we are carrying now. Master come at the time when there are differences, narrow-mindedness, bigotry on account of ignorance of the unity or religious, they come at such a time. Guru Nanak came at such a time when there are two social bodies, or the social religions, you might say, were existing, Hindus and the Mohammedans. Kabir gave out, I am neither a Hindu nor a Mohammedan, I take both alike, they are the same. It was the labels we are carrying on the bodies. in spite of any labels you are carrying on your body, we are all the same man. And man is further than soul, body, conscious entity. Tops of the ocean of all consciousness. We are all brothers and sisters in God. And we worship God by so many names, the same power that controls us. So this unity, this must come up to have this realized, this unity realized. Guru Nanak came out at the time, I am neither a Mohammedan nor a Hindu. Allah and God is the same whom we worship. And the people asked him, who you are? He said, well, the label I am carrying, that I am a Hindu. But I am not such a Hindu as you think. And you are only considering the outer label which you call Mohammedanism, pure Muslim. Such like Muslim I am not. Then he told you who you are. Then he explained, the body is made up of five elements. This body I am wearing is made of five elements. I am the conscious entity that is working through it, that living. That I am. So, this bigotry and that thing reduced by coming, wide away. So, you will find the outward man body is the true temple of God in which we live. Nowadays, you find more than 700 social bodies are there. The master comes, don't touch the social bodies. They say they have taken the first step, is all right. If you break one social body, you have to form another. So first step is all right. But the purpose for which we have joined these social bodies, that we have to think of. And that is to know God. And to know God, we must know ourselves. Because it is soul alone that can know God. It cannot be known by the outward faculties, mind or intellect. We have become ignorant. This ignorance starts from where? From the body. We are having the body, wearing the body, not the body. But we are identified with this so much so that you have forgotten ourselves. And we are attached to the world. Because soul is of the same essence as that of God. God is all love, and love is innate in our souls. Its attribute is unity. Just be attached to somebody. Soul had to be attached to God, all consciousness within him, but he is attached to the outside world. That is named as attachment. So all this ignorance starts from where? Or this delusion starts from there for the man body. We are having the man body, we are not the man body. So the only way to come out of ignorance is to rise above body consciousness, or breaking the roof of the prison house as Maulana Room puts it, or to be born anew, or to be twice born. You know, these are thoughts well everywhere. But this you can learn from where? How to rise above body consciousness. How to come in contact. Now I have given you explanation that the seat of the soul is at the back of the eyes. Controlled by mind, mind is controlled by outgoing faculties, and outgoing faculties are driven like anything by the outward enjoyment. We are identified with them. How to come out of this delusion? One birth is in the body, the other to the beyond. The demonstration of which can be had at the feet of somebody who died daily. St. Paul said, I died daily. Take cross daily. What is cross? So same teaching, basic teaching are the same in all scriptures which are with us today. But on account of our want of practical people, we have forgotten. Now out of temples, were made dome-shaped after the model of man body and put in the symbols of light and sound within. churches were made nose-shaped. And there also you find two symbols of light and sound. Masks are according to the forehead shaped. There also you got the symbol of light. So a true Christian is one who sees the light of God. True Hindu is one who sees, lights the candles and rings the bell when worshipping God, having those symbols outside. And a Sikh is one who sees the effulgent light in the man body. The ultimate goal of all idealism is the same in all regions. Just see, you want to become a doctor. For that, FSC or BSc degree is necessary. Whoever has it, he can join the medical college. There he sits at the feet of those who are know how this system of the man body works, how it is retarded, how the disease arises, how those can be set right. They give you books that are written by the old doctors. But those who met the old doctors, they give them demonstration of surgery. Now you read the same book, but those doctors are not there. Now we need somebody now who can give us a demonstration of surgery. This is what we need. This wisdom, the old wisdom, not new. We have been forgetting, and the masters have been coming to revive these things. So this needs somebody. If you can rise above yourself, then go try and see. If not, with one word of the, such an adept one, 10 seats or 20 seats or 100 people sit, they will give little boost, attention, and you will be drawn from outside, rise above body consciousness, and the inner eye or the third eye is open, which is called single eye. If thy eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. You will be twice born. You will be born anew. So this is the highest thing that I goal is before us in the man body, which is golden opportunity given to us. We have got different labels. That school is better, in which many students come out successful. So we have to see, we have been so long in this man body. We are sitting here 40, 50, 60 years old, even more than that. We have borne the labels of different schools of thought for years. We should now see how we stand. Do we see God? Can he be seen? Master says yes, they have seen. Guru Nanak asks, you say God is apparent everywhere. With what eyes you see? In his head, those eyes are different which he can be seen. In the Christian, scriptures they say, if thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. So much in this is called third eye of Shiv Netra, latent eye, which opens only when your attention is withdrawn from outside, rises above body consciousness, reaches the 10th door to pass into the beyond, then that eye opens. Now you know how to rise, to open the eye. If you cannot yourself, why can't you yourself? That's the point. The point is that our souls are identified with the man body, outgoing faculties. All these outward practices we do perform, they either relate to the outgoing faculties, body, or as a matter of intellect, dying influence. We are already identified with them and perform those practices which relate to them. How can we rise above them? So there is one exotic side and the other is the esoteric side. Exotic side is different from one another. They are due to the climatic influences or the custom prevailing in those social bodies. in the inner way, knowing oneself and knowing God, rising above body consciousness to be reborn, to be twice born, then to die so that human dignity is the same for all. For that we need somebody who has done it. Now those very systems will found with very good motives. The same formation that resulted in stagnation for want of practical people, and stagnation has resulted in deterioration. Master again come up and tell you, dear friend, you are going amiss. They revive this truth which we have forgotten. I went to America here too. So outer bodies were made out of temples, churches, all holy places were holy. Places of worship were made out of the man's body and put in the symbols of light and sound. They were made only to let people know that such like light and such like sound principle is liberating within you. There are models shown for practical people who sit at the feet of the practical people. For them, man's body is the true temple of God. With the grace of God, they rise above body consciousness, see the light of God is shining within us. Those whose eyes are not open as yet, they consider the outer models, which are made only for their guidance, to be the end-all and the be-all and the end-all. Pity it is we who are to find God also working in the same body. And that controlling power, which is called God into expression power, the outer expressions of which is light and sound, that also exists in your man body. Both live in the same body, and we cannot talk to him for the reason that we were identified outside. We are given up to the life of senses. We have to rise above it, withdraw from outside and know ourselves and then know God. So such life, when we just read such sweet stories of those who transcended above body consciousness, known God, and inner eye open to see God working in all creation, then also we are induced, we should also see. Those who got very strong yearning for that, God resides within us, in each body. He makes some arrangement to bring you in contact with somewhere where He is manifest.
That manifest is God. Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the satsang for Master Kirpal Singh. This morning, our reader is Tanya Franklin. Are you there, Tanya? Hello? Are you there, Tanya? Well, I may be the reader then. Hang on just a minute, folks. Okay, I'll be reading this morning from Morning Talks. We're in Chapter 11. The Masters have given so many examples to bring home these things, but we simply read through and go in the old ways. We should understand what they are telling us, and we should have that very thing in our lives. If two glasses are carried together, one or both may break. Similarly, by touch, you will have the same radiation as the other man. Unless you become self-centered, you cannot avoid the influence of others. We have to learn swimming in water, not on dry land. We are to be in the world, yet out of it. And to achieve success in this way, we have to be self-centered. You follow my point? The company of a person who is self-centered will give you the radiation of his life. Malana Rumi says, if you have the company of a saint, saints referred to in the scriptures are meant here, not the so-called masters with whom the world is flooded today. And if you sit by him for an hour, you will have his radiation. You will have more advancement and progress this way than by putting in hundreds of years of devotion. Once you sit by fire, all cold will go. When you sit by a snowy mountain, naturally you will have cold. So the society or the company of the saints gives wonderful things. If flowers are left in a room, the whole room will be full of perfume. If you keep them in your clothes, they too will be full of perfume. If you keep them in water, the water will become perfumed. Similarly, when a man who is self-centered is there, the very atmosphere becomes charged. In that atmosphere, you can have very easily a clear-cut understanding of things and also more progress. The radiations in the atmosphere around him will become embedded in you. People will run from hundreds and thousands of miles to have the company of a saint. When you come to him, what do we do? We do not derive the full benefit of his company. Why? Because our whole attention is not riveted into the master. If you go to the master and just wonder about what he says or what he eats or what he drinks, you will not be able to benefit fully from his radiation. When you are at the feet of the master, you should strike up no friendship with anybody. Your whole friendship should simply be for the master. Your whole attention should be on him all through. What does he say? Does he ask you to leave the world and go to the desert places? Not the least. He asks us to live in the world, but to be self-centered. God has united you, some as brothers, some as sisters, mothers or fathers. It is God who has united you, and you should behave in the proper way as a matter of devotion to him. Because God has done this and because you love God, then pay off fully as best you can. But all the same, you should be detached while doing this, just like a nurse who looks after somebody else's child. She nurses it, of course, but with all that, she knows at the heart of hearts that it is not her child. She only does it for the sake of earning a living. Similarly, we should be in the world, pay off our debts, love those with whom our debts lie, because God has united us. But all the same, remain in air-conditioned rooms. They will only be air-conditioned if we become self-centered. These things are not given direct in the books. Those who have got practical experience know where the shoe pinches. With all our efforts to be chaste, to wish to be chaste, still we are not chaste. Chastity in mind, word, and deed. The whole thing depends on the soul's attention. If you make your attention self-centered, then who can affect you? You will become air-conditioned. These are practical things pointed out to you. Keep notes on what has been said. If you read through all the scriptures, you will not find it said so directly. The main thing to save you is, don't look into the eyes of others. Look only into the eyes of one who is self-centered. don't touch anybody, and you will be saved. If you are self-centered, you won't be influenced by others. If not, you will be influenced by everybody. Beware. If you can't get the company of a competent master, then remain all alone. Pay off your debts because God has united you. Love the people because they are children of God. For the sake of love of God, we should love everybody. For that, you have not to leave the world and go to the deserted places. You have to learn swimming while in the water. You follow my point? A very important point. Just grasp what has been said and try to put in more time to your meditations. In this way, only will you become self-centered. So now we have chapter 12, Whom We Should Love. God is love. Our soul is of the same essence as that of God. So love is innate in us and must have somebody to love. We are conscious entities and we have to make our beloved and all conscious God. But we are attached to our children, our families, our own society, religion, and country. There are some people who are like Nero. When Rome was burning, Nero fiddled. In India, too, we had a king like that. His name was Muhammad Shah Ramila. The whole town of Delhi was on fire, and the people sent a petition to him to save them. He was taking wine at the time and was intoxicated. "All right," he said, "put this petition into the cup of wine." Such like people are everywhere. Their type is of the lowest class. They are congealed with their own selves. If your love is for your families only, then you will think only of their good. If each man has the attitude that his children must be fed properly, but others may go hungry, there will be a clash between family and family. The police stations are full of such like reports. Their attitude is good for their own families, of course, but they will clash with others. If our love is for our own society or for our religion, or for the religion to which we belong, naturally we will love the men of our society and religion more than anybody else. In family strifes, some people are hurt, their heads are broken. If we have love for our own community or religion only, what is the result? Thousands will be killed. We had a clear show, a demonstration, I would say, when Pakistan was formed. More than 1,200,000 people were killed on both sides because they loved their own outer forms of religion. It is better to be born in a temple, but to die in it is a sin. So that results in the loss of thousands of lives. If your love expands, we love our own country. We think that a dog of our own country is better than a man of another country. The result is that we fight and millions of people are killed. So this expansion of love, of the love of self, of the family, of the society and country, is fraught with difficulties and dangers. The cost to life is more and more. Unless the love of our soul expands to love of all consciousness and all-pervading God, there can be no peace. Our ideal is God. God is love, and we have got love innate in our own selves. It must have something to love. Whom should we love? Guru Nanak said, "Peace be unto the world over, under thy will, O God." God resides in every heart, and our souls are of the same essence as that of God. So if we love God, naturally we will love everybody. The 10th guru of the Sikhs said, "I tell you the truth, those who love only they can know God." Christ said, "Those who do not know love cannot know God." So love is the way back to God. We speak of love. On the pulpits, everybody speaks of love. But how many are there who really love? They love their families, societies, and countries. For their sake, they will sacrifice hundreds of lives. There can be no peace in the world unless we love God. God resides in every heart, but where he is manifest, we should have more respect for him. For the God in him, of course, not for the Son of Man. We love and respect him because God is manifest in him, and he helps others to make manifest the God in them. So whom should we love? That's the point. Where we can be all at peace, all at rest, all bliss-filled. This will happen only when we love God. He should be our beloved. That is why Christ said, "Love thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength." This is the first commandment, and the second is not less than that. Love thy neighbor as thyself. All the saints who come say, "God says you should see me in all and all in me." You are then a true follower, and I will love you. This is the ultimate goal. If we have that ideal before us, we will turn the full fruit of having the man body. The man body is the highest rung in creation. It is here that we can turn our attention and unite our souls to God, and in no other form. We are blessed to have the man body. We have to see how far we have advanced. Unless we love God and God in all, there can be no peace. God is within you. You are not to go elsewhere, but are just to invert inside. He is the controlling power within you. Our body works as long as we are in the body and we are controlled in the body. There are so many apertures in the body. 2 eyes, 2 ears, 2 nostrils, the mouth and the 2 apertures below. But we cannot run away out of the body. Some power is controlling us in the body. The breathing goes out, but there is some power that pushes it back. And soon as that controlling power is withdrawn, we have to leave the body. That very power controls all the universe. When that power withdraws from the universe, the result will be dissolution and grand dissolution. So what should be the ideal in the man body? We should love God because we are conscious entities. We can become more conscious by absorbing ourselves in the all consciousness, in the God consciousness. This is our goal. Christ said, "The Son knows the Father and others whom the Son reveals." Where God is manifested, such a human body helps others to manifest God, who is already within them. He is not to put in something from outside. It is already there. So the body is the true temple of God. How you can open your inner eye to see him, in what form? Not in absolute form, but in God into expression, which is light and sound principle. You can have your inner eye open, the third or single eye. When thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. To see him, you will have to invert, withdraw from outside, withdraw from the body, and rise above body consciousness. He is waiting for you. You are simply going astray. For the love of the world, you have forgotten God. So today's subject is, whom should we love? We should love God. Remain in any form or religion you like. The highest aim of all religions is to see God. And that you can do only in the man body and nowhere else. It is a matter of seeing, not of emotions, feelings, or drawing inferences, which are all subject to error. Seeing is above all. We can achieve this ideal in the man body only. We are blessed in having the man body. For that very purpose, we have joined so many schools of thought. But where do we stand? That's the point. So we must make the best use of the man body that we have got, with the grace of God. If an animal whose head God has made downwards always remains enjoying the downward things, that's all right. You are a man after all. Look above. So, chapter 13, learn to die so that you may begin to live. We are all under a grand illusion. What is this delusion in which we are adrift? We are the indweller of the man body, but have become identified with the body so much so that we have become as if we were the body itself. The body has been given to you with the grace of God to find your way back to Him. You are conscious entities, a drop of the ocean of all consciousness. With His grace, you have got the man body, the highest rung in creation, in which you can go back to the true home of your Father. We are under a grand illusion for two reasons. The body is made of matter. The whole world is made of matter. Matter is changing every minute and at the same speed as our body is changing. If two things are changing at the same speed and we are identified with one of them, then both appear to be stationary. Suppose some men are rowing a boat and the boat is going in the same direction as the flow of the river. If you're identified with the boat and the speed of the boat and the river is the same, then you appear to be stationary. The question arises of how to be out of this delusion. The body and the world, both of which are made of matter, are changing. There are two ways to be out of this delusion. One is by farsight. When a man is sitting in a boat, he should look to the shoals of the river, and he will find that he is going downstream. But the best way is to be out of the boat. So the masters advise, O man, you are under a great grand delusion. Whether you are learned or unlearned, rich or poor, you must be out of this delusion to enable you to see this world. So there are two ways, and the first one is by farsight. Another effective way is to sit in a graveyard or in a place where dead bodies are burnt. Excuse me just a minute. I have to get a drink of water here. Another effective way is to go and sit in a graveyard or in a place where dead bodies are burnt. All these places you will see people bearing dead bodies on their shoulders, either to bury them or to consign them to the flames. But we have forgotten ourselves so much that although we see with our own eyes or carry dead bodies on our own shoulders, we are still not convinced that one day we have to leave the body. How grand a delusion it is. So one way is like that, and the other way is to be out of the body. If you are out of the boat, you would see the boat and the men who are identified with it all going downstream. So to see this, the masters have said, you must learn how to leave the body. Learn to die so that you may begin to live. You must rise above body consciousness. Then you will see everything in its right perspective. So this is our condition in the body, which we are carrying. The question then arises, what about our relatives? We have been brought together as a reaction of our past karmas, our give and take. When that is finished, everybody has to leave, to take his own way. This body won't remain here with us, nor will others who came as a reaction of the past. They will also have to leave us, or we will leave them. All our possessions also have to be left here. This very body, this first companion that we have been born into this world, must be left behind. When our body must be left behind, how can all other things which have come in connection with the body go along with us? this place, the earth or man body, is not the place to live forever. We have to leave someday, sooner or later. Very soon, very great philosophers have come to the world. Masters have come to the world. They all had a man body and they left it. There is no exception to the rule. Unless we have got the right view, we cannot see things as they truly are. Masters say, you have to leave this world. These things remain here. You will go empty-handed. But we are still not convinced. To see things in their right color, there are only two ways. One is by farsight, just as a man rowing in a boat looks to the shoals of the river. Or the other way is to leave the boat. So this is the grand illusion in which we are all going down. When these things are brought home to us, then our angle of vision will change. Why do we squeeze the blood of others? Why do we torment them? They have the same man body as we have got. They are of the same essence as God. Like us, a drop of the ocean of all consciousness. The same controlling power is keeping everybody, every one of us in the body. The highest aim is to rise into God consciousness. That will come only when you know yourself, who you are. You are not the man body. You are dwelling in the man body, the highest rung of all creation. We have to make the best use of it, and that is how we can be out of it. For this purpose, masters always advise us to rise above body consciousness. Learn to die so that you may begin to live. You will have the right spectacles to see through if you do this. Everything will appear in its right perspective. This is why all masters have said, know thyself. We are bearing the labels of the different schools of thought in which we have joined only to realize this truth. When you know yourself, then only will your attachments be cut off. You people have come from America for 1, 2, 3, or 6 months. You know that you have to go back. Although you are here enjoying, still you know you have to return. If you have just that angle of vision by rising above body consciousness, you will always be conscious in knowing that this is not your home. The home of the soul is the home of the Father. We are fortunate to have the man body by which we can go back to the home of our true Father. This cannot be done in the lower orders of creation. They come only to reap the reaction of what they have acted before, to reap the fruit of them. In the man body, we have got as a reaction of the past, we are free within certain limits to direct our steps on the way back to God. The ABC will start when you rise above body consciousness. You will learn how to leave the body at will. Then your whole angle of vision will be changed. This is how you can be out of this grand delusion that you are in. You are not the man body, but are a conscious entity. You have got the intellect, but are a conscious being. You have been given this man body by the grace of God to enable you to go back to your home. It does not mean that you have to leave the world and go to the forest. You are to remain here, pay off your debts, your give and take, and find your way back to God. Relations are brought together only as a reaction of the past, to pay off their debts with love and not to be deluded as we are now. We think that we will live here forever. This is the golden opportunity that we have got to find our way back to God. For that very purpose, we have joined various schools of thought. The badges you are wearing only relate to your body. You have got the man body. You are conscious entities. Your true home is one which is all consciousness. So to find the way back to God, the first lesson is that you are under a grand illusion and must come out of it. When we are doing our practices, even then we are not conscious of them. If you do your practices accurately, you will rise above body consciousness. The body is not you. You will begin to have the experiences of the beyond. You have to leave the body. This fate awaits everybody, and there is no exception to the rule. But with all that, we are afraid of death. Death is only a change, just as the sun sets on one side of the world and rises on the other. Similarly, we leave this physical world and rise into the beyond. This is a practical question, and if somebody gives you a demonstration of rising above body consciousness, you should develop it from day to day. So death is no bugbear. It is a very loving change to those who have got experience of the beyond. For others, they dread it. Why? For two reasons. One is that they do not know how to leave the body. At the time of death, we have to leave the body. If you see a dying man, you will see how much pain he has in the body. The withdrawal of the soul from the body, according to a Mohammedan saint, is just like having a thorny bush put into the rectum and extracted through the mouth. The Hindu scriptures tell us that the pain one feels is as if 1,000 scorpions were to sting at one time. You may have been a witness to that. Generally, people are very much in agony. This is one reason why we are afraid of death. The other reason is that we do not know where in the beyond we have to go. Those who have come to the Master are given a demonstration of how to rise above body consciousness for a while. You will forget the world outside. Your inner eye is opened and you will see into the beyond. You are not the body. This is the first great grand concession that the Master gives you. This experience can be had only with the help of a Master. When you leave the body, you will begin to understand how all this is going on under the divine will. The man who becomes a conscious co-worker of the divine plan never says, "I am doing this or that." He says that it is his will that is being done. "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." The man who learns to die, to leave the body at will, gets everlasting life, never to return. All glory and beauty lie within you. The astral planes are more beautiful than the physical one. The causal plane is still more beautiful, and the spiritual planes beyond are the most beautiful of all. Those who have had experience of the beyond will naturally like to go there, but they are bound. Even the Masters are playing their role. They want to go back, but they are bound by order. They have to carry on. This is the ABC to be learnt on the way to spirituality. You must come out of the delusion. The practices which you are asked to do daily are only meant for that purpose. Do you leave the body at will? Do you traverse into the beyond? Somebody should be there in the beyond to guide you, and here also to give you a demonstration of it. He who can do this is called a saint or master. He never leaves you, either here or hereafter. Every day you are given some lesson. We have to learn this lesson of how to leave the body, how to come out of this grand delusion. If you have learnt it, then I think you will have the right perspective. The ABC starts where all philosophies end. It is a matter of seeing, of rising above body consciousness, of experiencing for one's own self. St. Plutarch tells us, those who are initiated into the mysteries of the beyond, their soul has the same experience of leaving the body as it is at the time of death. The Master gives you a demonstration. He guides you outside and when you go within. It is a great blessing to have a living Master. The Master power never dies, but works in different human bodies. Our Master used to give an example that when one bulb was fused, another is put in. When that is fused, the third one is put in. That light is the Master, embodied in the man body. That never dies. So this is the ABC that is to be learned today. We are all in a grand delusion and we must come out of it. It is not a matter of talking, it is a practical matter of rising above body consciousness. If you rise above body consciousness every day at will, then where is death? No fear of death will remain. You will go jolly. You have come here to be with the Master. Is it not so? You are jolly, I think. So similarly, we have to go to the feet of our Master, our true Master within us. This place is not for us to live in forever. We have to make the best use of it. Well, that's the end of that chapter. Today we had 69 people at the satsang. Thank you everybody for attending. Thank you, Master, for providing this for us. Please hang up your phone.